Hi, welcome to Footy on Paper, where we talk football from your point of view. And also, welcome to Lohi's Corner, where we talk women's football from your point of view.
Footy on Paper podcast, our first episode of the season. How you guys doing? My name remains Tyler Kunuga.
And in the studio,
as usual, my right-hand man. Top man, if you are running, how you doing, my brother?
What's good, man? What's good? My name still remains, of course, Fine Boy Forever.
That's not your name, man.
I didn't know where I give myself.
Why? You can't give yourself a name, man.
Said who?
Huh?
Said who?
Says your dad.
I'm going to tell her one to Meta World Peace. I don't understand. He no change his name.
What's the other guy that changed his name again, man?
I don't forget to.
And it's Kanter, is that the person you're talking about?
No, Metal World Peace now, the basketball.
But that's what I'm saying, Metal World Peace. That's this man, I forgot his name, Runner Test.
Runner Test.
There's another person that changed his name again.
I just said Enes Kanter, but I don't know what he said anyway.
So, like.
Don't worry, it's fine. Even that Elon Musk became go see change his name now. By the time, many enters, unless they homeschool that boy. If not, he will change the name to like. I pray say you no change the name to Brad.
It's all good. As usual, we start with waiting to do my enemy. What have you got today?
Well, my enemy dropped 4 goals for first half. First is first. First, 6 goals in their first 2 games. I want to say fire did the mountain, but my mountain don't burn finish a long time ago, man. Now just they see small embers. If it be like inactive volcano, you know, I would just. But we don't say. You got the comment like that.
Okay.
Ah.
Yeah.
Who will solve their problem? Like, no, we join us together now. All the other 19 clubs. I pray say we'll do that kind of thing.
Why now? After the middle suffer for
you. You know, they talk on kind of thing, eat the rich. If man, you now, they on top fire, they go.
You haven't said the name of the person, the enemy, man. You don't count.
Not true.
Anyway, it's all good. So that's it for you. Like, that's everything that your enemy like did this week.
My enemy made me so happy.
Is there any other thing that your enemy did that you like to talk about?
One of my other people like that. I don't know why, but then they pull hair for a piece. Like say now. Kinky, they do for you. I don't know.
So that enemy, can you blame him though? Because the enemy can't see everything.
So here is he saying that in babe did the pitch and he did inside in bedroom. Now why did they pull the hair like that? You see anything for you? Next now Connor will fall out from his shorts. See, come make everybody count down.
Let's go for a break, bro. Let's go for a break. Like Fabian.
Yeah, like maybe delve into it.
Is it? You like, said, I'm not joking, like, I don't know.
I'm not going to listen to you. I did tell
anyway, like. Because that football podcast, I'm going to just follow you. Maybe delve into it.
Delve into it.
Where's Fabian Delve, by the way?
I want Star Wars, Emily. Yeah. You know, they're batting again.
He don't come out now.
I
know.
You go tell us in new club later.
Yeah, later on. Manchester United, if you. I really love Perez. Yeah, Perez is the best person too.
Perez don't they dodge us since their trouble starts.
I like to get your own view in terms of, you know, people are saying that it's the players, people are saying it's the board. Which side are you on in that? Or what do you think is the problem at Manchester United? I think that's the best way to phrase the question.
There's a lot of things going on at the club right now. And whatever is going on the pitch, it's symptomatic of what's going on
upstairs.
You know, this organization is just going to travel from up to down.
Okay.
You know, and I think it's also really cool that the management of them, they sit where they sit, you know, and they see all the result of their, let's say, doing. result of their doings there, and they're doing a lot of rubbish. The recruitment is just very scatterbrained, and now they've gone and just disrupted their dressing room by making the signing that they did last year when they got Ronaldo. Whatever, and the thing about football is this, it's going to be
sorry for cutting you short. Yeah, sure. Like Ronaldo wasn't a good signing.
There were pros to it, there were cons to it. And personally, a lot of people felt that they shouldn't have made that signing.
You're part of the people now.
No, they should have made the signing now. Why? Why did you sign out? Why? Please, oh.
Okay, let's go. Please. Let's go. Keep going.
So, the problems that they have now, to try and even solve it, is going to take a while. It's not something that's going to happen even two seasons.
Most definitely.
Two seasons, that's four windows. It's going to take a while for them to really, like, steady their ship and get everything in order. And before that happens, Manchester United fans, and I guess also the management, they need to be a little bit pragmatic when it comes to their expectations for the season when it starts.
Okay.
Because now they have such lofty... I know, yes, you want your team to compete. You want them to be winning trophies. But right now, you guys are not in shape. You're out of shape.
Okay, so when you say they need 2 years to get themselves together, where are we starting from? Are we starting from the top, like where the chief executive is, or is it just the coaches now?
It's not. It's not. Sometimes the people are like, not like clearing out the entire board or whatever.
Even the owners.
Yeah, owners. But it's not that. I mean, it's not solely that, because if you bring in new guys and they still contributing the same thing, then it's like you've done nothing.
Have they brought in the right people? Because you hear some Man United fans saying that they're bringing in bankers to do like the sporting director roles. Like, they're not football people. Do you believe that take?
Not 100%, because you can have people that don't maybe have football knowledge do the business and do it very well. They might need some help from people that are part of the game. So I think that it's not entirely wrong, it's not entirely right.
Okay.
What happens, or what should be happening now at top clubs, is that you need to have people with business acumen. We also need
like
people,
a mix, right?
Yes, a good mix. So they can complement each other. Where one person doesn't know, the other person can help, and vice versa.
Okay. Because like during the Fergie years, the Glazers were there, and they spent money and all. Right? But right now, I know some people have the take of the Glazers have never put in their money. They're making profit over the club, and the club is in debt, yeah, and so on and so forth. Yeah, I understand that. But my point is, I mean, during the Fergie years, they dropped money, they got best players, they got players that made them compete. Right now, why is there a problem? Do you understand? Like, why is it different from... Obviously, Fergie is a genius.
No.
And he had David Gill with him then. But why is there a problem now? Is it that they couldn't replace these two?
When you have what's called a managerial genius doing what he's doing in your club,
it's
going to cover a lot of things.
Most definitely.
And even towards the end of Fergie's reign, you know, he could see that maybe he wasn't going to be able to keep up what was going on. Whether that was because of changes in the game outside or the dysfunction in his own house. He felt like, oh man, I need to leave on a high, and he left when he did.
Okay.
Because after that person is gone now, if the systems that are backing them are in order and there's a good vibe in the organization, those two things, yeah, you're going to see that whoever comes in, even if they're not the right choice for the club should not just scatter the way United has scattered in the last 10 years. Because even, let's say now, Moyes was the problem, you know, and you got rid of him and you got another person inside, shouldn't your club now still be able to, you know, get itself and just be able to do things better? Just do things better. Because now it seems like after there was like a brief period, you know, they got another, and maybe you can, it's a bit what's it called, controversial, but they got another managerial genius in Mourinho, and he won things, and he also, and but still they were not satisfied with the style of play and other things. But they didn't understand
in terms of Mourinho, like, he didn't give them what they actually wanted.
The Premier League.
No, I won't even say the Premier League. Like, they spent all the money, finished sixth the first season, and won the Europa League. Won the Carabao Cup. The next season they finished was second, right? Where he said that's his best ever season in his life, no doubt. But my point is, these people have spent money, and then they've not seen the result that they spent. Because he kept on saying like, this is the best board I've ever had. They listened to me. They got me the players I wanted. That's the first season when they got him Pogba, they got him Ibrahimovic, you know. They got him all these players. So, I mean...
Maybe don't listen to managers wholeheartedly. And that's like, you know, that's why United, having a director of football, having a manager, maybe...
But they got him the players he wanted.
Yes.
It was in the third season that they didn't get him the players he wanted. As he wanted Odovara. They didn't get him Odovara. Yet. And then I think he wanted Fred. They bought him Fred. So, like, man, I feel like the managers that have left, they should get some part of the blame.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, I mean...
But, you know, that's why, and this is why football clubs now, the way they are run now, managers should not have full power over some certain things because the role itself is very transient. We're not going to have managers stay at one club the way... There's one guy from France. He practically almost died there. You know, longest ever manager. Something died something. And, you know, like Ferguson, like we have in the Premier League.
Yeah.
They're not going to stay that long. So you need to be able to plan, like, business continuity, life after that manager. What are you going to do after? It would be very foolish of Liverpool Football Club to just feel like Klopp is going to be there forever. And just keep moving like he's going to be there forever. That's foolishness.
Okay.
Same also for...
I get your point now. So there wasn't a plan after Fergie. Is that what you're saying now?
No plan after Fergie. No plan after Moyes. No plan after Van Gaal. No after everybody. There's no plan.
So they've not corrected that.
They think the managerial appointment is some kind of silver bullet that is going to solve everything.
Oh, okay.
And you know what's funny is that people say that about other clubs, and you believe the hype. And let me tell you, these successful clubs that have good managers, they want you to believe that it's the manager that solved everything.
Okay.
And you just did it, they move. You think say maybe this one now deal with you. You know they read better than they read. No saying they read for night.
Okay, it's all good. We'll see how it goes. Let's quickly talk about Ten Hag. How long does he have?
They won't run out Frank the Boss style FDB.
They shouldn't.
They get our mind.
They shouldn't do that.
Do they have no? Do they have the mind?
They shouldn't do that.
They're not fit.
I don't think they should do that. I think at least they should give him this year. Even no matter where they finish 11th, 6th, wherever. Even if they finish 17th, they just give him this year. This year, as you said, their expectations shouldn't be that high. I know they are Manchester United, biggest club in England.
No, bad as bad. They know if you finish 11th because ETH is a defense.
Yeah.
I'll say that. I would call him Eric. In Eric's defense. Because what's he be ETH, Eric?
Ethereum. Uh-huh. I just had to put that out, man.
Oh,
that
God.
Joke, I had to put that out. You hear me laughing? You hear me laughing?
Like,
I got one penny to laugh.
It's like the one Lagos baby spend all your crypto because you never did talk all those.
I don't want to swear.
Eric, man, condensed preseason, so he's the type of manager that likes to do things on the training ground. And when you have a short preseason, sometimes the ideas are not going to transmit fully within that time. So maybe we're going to see better performances from the players as the season progresses. But also another thing I want to say against him is that he's a bit stubborn. Because now if the ideas are not transmitting fully, then you have to do something else. First two games, try and get a result. You know, some of the things they were doing, passing out from the back, just playing to Brentford's hand.
Okay.
Brentford's hand.
Let me cut you short there.
Talk to me.
In terms of that passing out of the back, I'm still going to blame the players, and I'll tell you why. It's not every time you listen to instructions from your coach. You see that this thing is not working. You see that these guys, Eriksen. Now listen.
It's in the olden days that, I won't let you finish, but I should say one thing.
Yeah.
Back in the day that you would have managers, that would let you play your style and just do what you want.
Yeah.
But now they're like control freaks more than ever. So if I say pass with the pinky toe on your left leg, that's what I want.
Yes, I get that. But I mean, you are clearly seeing that Eriksen is being pressed. It's not once, not twice. You understand that this guy is being pressed. Switch it up now. Switch it up. Use your sense. You don't have to do what the manager is saying all the time, man. I mean, the manager will even understand. You get? The manager will understand that, oh, okay, Eriksen has been pressed. He has lost the ball twice. And we've considered from them chances. I'll be them turnovers. So, what's going on now? Like, just go long for a bit. Then switch it up again. And start passing out from the back again. Okay, I understand that, okay, you don't want to lose control because... in a way, the players now be like, you know what, just start going long. You get?
Yes, no.
But me, they just have to be like, there has to be like a synergy between them two. Because if this thing is not, I mean, at some point in the game, they started going long now. After 4-0.
Yeah, no.
They started going long.
For sure. Because, I mean, he showed some flexibility. You know, he made subs at halftime to try and arrest everything, but it's already late.
Why didn't you go long from when it was 2-0? Because they were pressing Eriksen.
And I can say something as well. Oftentimes, there's a way they will think of and like but the way they treat their opponents sometimes. You know, you don't give them that respect. Maybe at 2 goals up, you want to try and hold the ball a bit more and just make everywhere count. Let everywhere be calm. Make confidence go up. Make morale high. Tap. But now you just, oh my God, they've hit us. Who are these guys? We must try and get them back immediately. And they get you again. Mm. And they get you again. Mm. And they get you again and again. That's 4 games, have you? Okay. Why?
Next game against Liverpool was expected. Don't talk for the Liverpool head. If they lose the game, man, is it a bad thing?
Wake up and jump start. I go chop you like or her. Come be my other.
This is not the video podcast, man. Just do your thing, man.
I want to go chop it. God. All types of soups. Egusi, ogbono, bakery. I fully expect us. See, if.
We're not talking about Liverpool.
Oh, sorry.
We're talking about Man United now.
I fully expect them to fold. I don't. Unless they don't want to.
And I said that if they now fold, yeah, and they lose the game, is it a bad thing?
No, it's
does
not.
Does it make things worse?
The only thing they can do for United fans is just try and show some character and just maybe show that we can defend better. But I still expect them to lose. No, I mean, they can only try. If they draw the game, I'll give them their props that, oh, yeah.
Yeah, me signaling us, but let's go for a break.
All right, let's go on a break.
Chelsea Spurs. Eventful game.
The game be like. This one. Listen, you not really bubble initially.
No, be so Chelsea games be.
Not true.
But later on. You know.
It ain't be like. You get one thing where somebody tell me about, they make a find out.
It be like Breaking Bad.
No, it be like prestigitation.
What's that?
Come on, I won't be good though. Person suggests that to me and I don't murder the words. Prestidigitation. Now, person where they do magic. Because that second will be like magic.
Mad. Okay. Let's debate from football a bit. Let's talk about the drama, eh? If Tuchel and Conte, if they're in a ring together, who do you think wins? So, what are you putting your money on?
My money's on Don Tony. Go beat him, man. I see your teeth locked up.
But why are they so passionate? Like, why are they? What's going on? Why are they edgy all the time?
I think that everybody now, I'm always thinking, by the way, don't worry, guys. So anyway, yeah, I think everybody has attended the Vince McMahon School of Entertainment. And that's just what I saw on display today. Because...
Well, are you saying it's fake? Are you saying it's scripted?
It's not... Clearly, there's something on the surface, yeah? Mm. But the way that it's bubbling now, it just feels like, oh, they're just trying to game it up for the cameras.
Cool. It's all good.
Maybe it's just me, but back in the day, you know, people would just send like a horse's head to the other guy's house. But now, people are out here, you know, trying to go off, do one on the touchline.
But why is Conte celebrating his equalizer in front of the Chelsea bench?
Clearly, there's some, you know, acrimony from
previous.
Yeah.
Really.
I mean, managers.
That was like how many years ago now?
managers understand that the job is not permanent and this and that, but
passion.
They are human beings, you know, they are allowed to have feelings.
Okay, and then why is Tuchel retaliating like that? And then I remember like before the show was.
Oh, Tuchel, no, Tuchel, he has a dog in him, that's all. There's nothing. Ah.
I remember before the show, I think he did it against Bonnie, was it last season or 2 seasons ago? He went to celebrate the brother at bench and then obviously.
Oh, Sean Dash has the biggest dog. You know Sean Dash, big dog.
I mean, from his voice alone.
Dare I say, no one does they call him Big Sean, they go now. I don't understand.
Okay, let's talk tactics now. Tactically, two of the both teams are like outsmarted each other in terms of. The 3-4-3 that Chelsea started with kind of like pushed Conte's 3-5-2 back. And then when Conte was under the coach, first time in a long time, he changed to 4 at the back, brought in Richarlison, and then
they
equalized.
They were very evenly matched up until, I mean, I'm not surprised that the goal came from a set piece. And random side note, but we're having a lot of goal of the season contenders very early on in the season.
Yeah.
Good to see. I missed the game, so
good goals, man.
Very good goal from Koulibaly on his home debut.
Home debut.
That was very lovely to see. There's another 26 in town.
Yeah.
This one is not racist.
You didn't see that too.
I don't care. after the first goal, you know, game picked up a bit more. There was more. You could see more aggression, more willingness to do more dangerous things.
Yeah.
Just try and get back in the game or try and get that second goal.
Okay.
And let's just say I'm thankful for that first goal, because if that did not happen, maybe we don't see the beauty.
What was going on left?
The pretty situation that we saw in the second half.
I give you that word too.
Who be that?
You just said a word, not like pretty situation or whatever.
Now, person, give me that word now. Now, the same word, but
I'm a little bit, like, I'll not forget.
I'm a little
girl. I don't have the dog in me. Alright, quickly, for the first goal, was that a foul on Kai Havertz or not? And then, do you think, like, they were, that was the same phase, or they were, like, other phases, like, Chelsea could have dealt with the situation already?
They could have dealt with it, but it's a foul, and if it was called back, nobody can have any complaint about it being called back, because it is a foul.
But Jogi was with the ball, and he was playing around the box.
Oh, no, that one, it has a problem. This one, it's not the first time. Is it? I feel like I can remember, maybe I'm bad, I can remember like 2 or 3 other occasions, maybe 3 is a bit of a stretch, but where he's done that, trying to be a little too cute in his defensive third, and he's lost the ball, and they've scored as a result of
that. So that's what I'm saying, that's enough phase of play right there now. So like, they've forgotten that foul already now. So why are Chelsea complaining about the foul?
So that has to be why it wasn't counted, because maybe a new phase of play has started.
I started already, yeah. Because Chelsea clear the ball.
I'm also unclear about what constitutes a phase of play, so I might have to go read up on that later.
Okay. To me, I just feel like once the other team has the ball and chance to clear the ball.
Because
Jorginho has control of the ball already. So Spurs, the advantage they got from that foul is gone already. Because Jorginho has the ball, he has a chance to clear the ball. So him playing in the box, I don't know.
You know, we really come, because I'm not even really bothered about it. Because Jorginho doing what he did is just football. Okay. Players make mistakes. Other players score from those.
You said it's his team now.
Yes.
It's his dog.
What I want to really dwell upon is that now we have another entrance in the unclear football rules competition.
Okay.
We have our normal contender, of course. Yeah. Best place. Overall best in unclearness or unclarity. Please, English students, give me the right word. Handball. Now we also have
I was going for offside.
we have the offside rule, a particular section of the offside rule that is causing a lot of furor in the streets.
In this one.
Because how far away from Mendy does Richarlison have to be now to say, okay, fine, he's interfering with play? Because line of sight, yes. It's such a point, because Richarlison is even like almost in the same path as the person that shoots the ball and the keeper. So if you're going to say he's blocking, so is it a matter of distance as well? IFAB,
it has to be a matter of distance, because Chelsea player could easily be where this guy was.
True.
So and he's blocking his player, so it has to be a matter of distance. Let's debate that. Chelsea were able to get second goal 2-1. Now for the equalizer, I know you want to really talk about this.
Talk to me.
Hey, they poop as in hell.
Freaky, freaky.
That's a foul. Why is my team not calling that? That's a foul. That's a clear foul.
You know, it's one of those easy ones for any football fan to call. It's a very easy one for even like someone that's just learning the game now. They give you the laws of the game to just take a look at. Violent conduct. Straightforward. You know, if anything, our biggest frustration with the Premier League referees is that they cannot even be trusted in certain situations to just apply the letter of the law, where it's very clear and obvious that this is what you should do.
Mm.
It's like the box block goes in the box hole, the circle block goes in the circle hole, and so for the triangle as well.
Mm.
What is hard there?
So who's to blame?
And now they're going to come out and give another apology. That's a clear. I mean, if they pull my hair like that, I said it earlier. If you pull my hair like that, and when you're carrying me to your house, so
like, woo, woo.
Ah, it's on.
Who's to blame now? Because you can easily say Anthony Taylor didn't see it. I know Chelsea fans have their thing with Anthony Taylor, but like, you could easily say you didn't see it.
No, because the refs are committed, I'm blaming all of them. Because you don't even have your guys back. Maybe they need to, like, if something goes wrong on the pitch, they should blame everybody. Another thing is,
when did that happen? Was it during the corner kick, or was it after or before the corner kick?
So are we allowed to pull her when the game is not going on?
If you pull someone's hair, that's
so simple.
It's basically kicking somebody, mm-hmm, like when the ball is dead. Yeah, so it's a red card. You should have checked that. But
I mean, sure, there'll be some context for hair pulling, but the context here checks out for me, man.
It's a red card.
Red card, man.
Spurs were lucky for them. Red cards for both Tuchela and.
So straight red. So they'll be out for what, 3 games.
I don't know if that goes with what they call. I don't know if good, but if they give them 2 yellow cards, they miss a game, right? So they should be out for 3 games. Right?
Yes.
So what was it for? Was it violent conduct?
Yeah, he said I was. You know what, Jimash?
No, like what did they do? That's what I'm saying. What did they do?
They started a ruckus. They were, you know, like they were clearly like the ringleaders of what happened. What went down?
Okay. That's it with the Premier League this week. The regulars won. Okay, let's talk about your game quickly. Quick prediction. See me saying the regulars won because I asked that report.
Not your fault.
Ude, Jesus.
Ude, you want to say Ude smile?
Yeah, man, we're eating good. Arsenal, don't worry. We're not talking Arsenal this week, but another time. Quickly, prediction in Liverpool at home against Palace.
I'll take a 2-0 scoreline. Just something very simple.
Celebrate.
Yeah, easily. Just,
that one should just chill.
Maybe.
I'm talking like this because of my FPL.
No. The way the first game started, the players want to win. Just win, get a clean sheet. The defense especially want to do better because I know that, especially Van Dijk, you know.
That's wake up the dog.
Ah, you need to really wake it up, bro.
Yeah, let's quickly talk about the Serie A, other leagues now. Usual suspects won. Late win from Dumfries for Inter Milan. AC Milan 4-2 winners at home against the Messi. How do you see the Serie A going this season?
More of the same from last season, I think. You know, the same.
Don't you think Juventus will push them, or Juventus do have to go?
Okay, well, not more of the same for Juventus as well, because I know that what happened last season is an aberration for them. Mm. They set such high standards in the last decade or so, and they'll want to get back to that because of the very rich history that they have when it comes to winning. We're not going to say that, oh, they're going to just continue with their malaise. Malaise? Malaise.
Anyone. I'll take anyone.
It's my fault. I'm using words that I'm not going to accept the pronunciation. So they'll be in there as well. Okay. AC Milan will want to hold on to their title. Inter Milan will want to get back their title. Juve will want to just, you know, continue being the big bullies, or rather resume
being the big bullies
that they are. It's going to be fun.
That they were.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, they don't relegate.
What about Mu?
You don't relegate the dog.
What about Mu and Roma? You think that he can push this season, or is top 4 best for them?
Top 4 is what they'll be aspiring to. I think it's still too early.
Only they brought in Dybala.
Okay.
I like that. I agree with you on that. The guy, he doesn't have the dog in him anymore. Why did thousands of people come to the street to come and see the
guy?
He now puts genie around him inside water because what is a genie?
You know, the that guy right now will be like a little chihuahua. Nothing. I don't know. I really don't know if what they are trying to do at Roma with some of these signings is going to work. But if their aim is qualifying for the Champions League, then it should work. It should work, yes. Maybe then they can, because these look like stopgap signings for us to get the Champions League so that we can get the signings that really allow us to compete.
Okay, with the big dogs.
Because I don't know people that, because it's funny, you need to get into the Champions League to get quality signings that will even allow you to win like your domestic league, you know.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's very rare that you find a team that's not in the Champions League win their domestic league.
Okay. Quickly, La Liga, Barcelona drew. Remember, we're talking about Barcelona throughout the offseason. I just want to get your take on if they don't win anything this season, would that be detrimental to the way they have gone about in terms of improving their squad, in terms of trying to compete?
It will be detrimental, but I think it will be fun television, personally. Money Heist, Catalonia, that's what they are doing right now. Those guys, I don't know how they do it, but just like the guys on Money Heist, you know, they just somehow come out to something. So, it wouldn't surprise me if they didn't win anything, but also wouldn't surprise me if they won something.
But
very political, I know.
Why are they going through that route, though? It's very dangerous. I mean, everybody expected them to beat Real for the camera, and they drew the game with all the new signings. What's going on?
No, because
it's funny that their best midfielder, they're trying to kick him out.
Football is a game where you can fix all your problems with signing. Don't you know that? Yeah.
But what if the coach is not good enough?
I have a problem right now. But I don't have money to make signings. That's why.
No, I thought you guys want the right side in now. Just deviate into the bubble. Like, waiting for the right side.
Yeah. When you don't have money, you know, Barcelona. You know Barcelona be.
But they don't get money.
Nah, not be investing when you don't get money. They unlock levers. No, they see them. No, they see twins. Twins.
I just hope everything is well for them.
Why? This is not Barcelona and Friends podcast. Please, I beg you. I'd like to just retract that statement on Tayo, on Tayo's behalf. An Arsenal fan.
You see all these players there.
An Arsenal fan hoping for what?
I'm speaking in terms of players now. They made a very stupid decision going to join them. I don't know what they promised them. Because I don't know why Dembele is taking a 40% hit on his salary.
You know, I don't want to talk about this too much on here because if not, we'll start talking about labor laws and everything. All I can tell you is that from a moral standpoint, what Barcelona did is absolutely abominable.
Okay.
Because if you know you can't pay these guys, if you let them go and then set aside an agreement how you're going to pay them later when you get money.
Okay.
But these are employers. It's an employer versus employee battle that's going on right now with Frankie de Jong and all them other guys. And clearly they're trying to use public opinion and public favor to sway those employees now to do what is best for the club, not what is best for the players.
Okay. It's all good. Let's take a break. You know, entertained. Quickly, you know the Sassuolo winger, Italy.
See, my problem with you, say you always they rush me. This is now a new season, no track. See, for the last time.
Already.
What's he doing? That tall fine boy.
Yeah.
What's he doing again?
He tried to chase down a fan that abused him because like Sassuolo got knocked out of the Coppa Italia.
In catch him.
He almost catch him, yeah. From the video, there were handle.
You they tell me, I mean, they tell the fans. Because
they tell the fans.
When you know they talk some kind of disrespectful things for you. Me, where I turn on notifications.
But in case you never see him, I don't tell you, say he did there. You understand?
I don't hear you. So, you know, catch him.
You know, catch him. Because they block him. You know, people go wrong. You know the way.
That kind of big guy, then block him.
Yeah, you won't fight. Yeah. Yeah, me go come say, chill. You understand? You go come
You know, they, because this podcast is audio, no be video. Now, why they talk some kind of things?
You know,
because of all the people where you call, now you have
to
call to separate the fight.
Who will go separate the fight? If two of us won't fight, now who will separate the fight?
Nabio. Nabio will separate the fight.
You don't do you hear that?
He got today, because if not, the fight go start and he go finish.
Wait till they try to talk right now.
No, you be gentle giant.
Let me know they big enough. Now wait till they try to talk.
No, but you be gentle giant, no, so we no, go fight.
I don't know your true colors now.
Any other?
This guy now your blood. No,
Berardi.
No, be say, no. Yemi.
Oh, okay. Well, Berardi himself, anyway, why did they chase the guy?
Yeah, like, what's going on? Apparently, he said he insulted him. You know how fans do now. Could be something very deep.
See, now I've been there entertained before, but now I know they have the game. It's not nice.
Yeah.
It's not nice.
At what point do
fans
we like,
stop
at,
now?
At what point do we like check the control thing? Because like you can keep on controlling yourself, but to get to a bar where
no, at least this guy will do that thing now. If they catch him, he knows a whole show anywhere.
No, ban for life.
Because another thing I have to say is that if you've been to a very large venue, trying to police the venue to make sure that people that are not wanted in the venue don't get in is a bit hard. So I wonder how well are they enforcing these bans.
Yes,
because it's one thing to say they are banned.
Because we don't know the faces of these people.
Look at the governor who must not be named and the ban that he instituted recently on bikes in Lagos. It's not the first time.
Yeah, not the first time.
And probably won't be the last time because of what enforcement. So, and you know, this is what the players talk about when they talk about, you know, bending the knee and all that. Your policies that are in place, how good are they and how well are you practicing those policies?
Okay. We'll see how it goes. Secondly, on Ayuna Entertainment. Real Madrid owner, Florentino Perez. He was just walking around. So one fan was recording him and he said, Alpha, say you go sign Ronaldo. And he said, Ronaldo, he's 38.
First of all, why are they recording Florentino Perez without his permission?
You know fans now. You know why they behave as if you don't know fans. You know fans. Especially if they record you right now.
There's a conversation to be had about famous people and people recording them without their cubas. That's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
But almost he's 38 now. Really, Madrid. When's the last time?
His Madrid time is done now.
When's the last time he signed his 38-year-old? No, clearly that fan is just trying to get something out of Florentino and he got his wish. So congrats to him.
Yeah.
I'm entertained on his behalf.
How far Ronaldo? Nobody wants him. All right, quickly. How's your FPL this week, man?
Week never finish now.
Okay, how's your FPL going?
Week never finish.
You know, answer me now. Is it good or bad? Which of these week never finish?
Make food done first.
So when you wait, you wait for me your food done. You still the last time. Answer me now. You don't answer me.
See,
if you answer me now,
my FPL game be like tits on ass. Very, very cool. No, they reason me records.
Yeah, big ups to you, man. Differential.
For my differential.
Yeah.
Now, while I'm not entirely sure if they are a differential as defined by the FPL, what's it called, parameters, I think that not a lot of people have, what's his name now? Brotherly that scored today, Khalidou Koulibaly. I know you don't want to sign a CB just because he scored the goal.
Yeah.
But knowing how good he is and how much of an influence he's going to be on
clean,
the team,
clean sheets will show.
Clean sheets are really going
and
to
then
be sure.
He can score.
And he actually can score, but I know we're not going to CB maybe score like 10 goals in season. That's very rare. But he can score, and if they keep enough clean sheets and he has maybe 4 goals in a season, I think that's a good return for a player that people wouldn't normally sign for defense, just because he's not like a wing back or a full back.
I mean, for a team that they don't really have a striker,
so, you know,
there are defenders you should look at. Because most people have Rich James, right? So, like, I mean, Koulibaly could be a different option.
A cheaper option for you if you can't fit Rich James into your team. So look into that, man.
Ah, nice one. Are you going to do that? Or you're keeping your Give me your tactics, your chest.
You won't make my enemy.
I just the axe that. Yeah.
Wait. This is not.
This is not what?
This is not it. You know, they divulge, man. I mean, divulge. See, Nigerian positions are so cool. Divulge. I know they divulge my tactics.
That's you. That's not Nigeria, man.
I'm supposed to not be Nigeria.
Why you blame Nigeria? Now you, man. You don't learn the right thing.
Where am I from?
You're Nigerian.
Well, yeah, go talk divulge for streets. I'm not going to laugh at you.
Funny, you're supposed to correct them, though.
Funny enough, if you be divulged, I just say, yeah. Guess. How about English students?
I actually don't know. You know, these days, now me, they learn.
I appreciate that, you know, big ups.
Yeah, anyway, you guys should do the number one. Follow our Twitter handle. That's Put It On Paper PC. Actually, we lost the other account. We forgot to tell them. We lost the other account. So follow our new account.
Put It On Paper PC.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing a lot more to try and interact with the listeners, whether that's on Twitter or Instagram. So
Instagram is still the same thing, Put It On Paper.
Put It On Paper, yeah. So, like, just look out. Maybe after one of these very... Let's hope that, you know, United... Let's not hope. It's going to happen. And they are going to commit again. And when they commit, we'll be here for you to air your grievances, you know?
Yeah, it's all good. It's
United
all good.
Fans. Pere, you're co-hosting.
Yeah, Pere. We need Pere back. Pere will be back.
Sticklo, you will co-host as well. Don't worry. All my boys.
Matthew,
you will also co-host. All of you, you will like co-hosting.
It's all good, man. Are you using your handle? Or like,
if you're not following Fanboy Forever, you need to come correct. No, I'm a very humble guy. Please follow Fanboy Forever. I need you. Fanboy Forever is nothing without you.
Yeah, you did. Thank you for coming again. Big ups here and good luck on Liverpool's game against them.
Yeah, wishing me luck. When did that one start?
I need Salah.
Oh, Egyptian babe, when they jump on my FPL money.
Jump on my FPL money. And I can't say now. Something come true. Big ups to engineer, top man. You hear me? Cheers, man.
A whole engineer, member of current.
You don't say anything.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
Nah, silent guy. No words.
This is Arsenal done the win, so you don't get complaining.
What did you say again? The enemy did alright.
It's all good, man. So, ciao, everybody.
Bye-bye.